alien life. It's a matter of faith, not science.
Answers with Ken Ham, founder of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis and the new Creation Museum. Well, Ken, astronomers have spent a lot of time and money searching for life outside our solar system. Surely there's some scientific basis for their search.
Well, many astronomers certainly are highly driven in their search for extraterrestrial life, but not by science. You know, the evidence is overwhelmingly against finding an extraterrestrial, and scientists know that life requires an impossible number of things. It requires an ideal planet, just the right size, and the right distance from the sun to permit liquid water and livable temperatures, and gravity, and so on. Even if such a planet existed, life couldn't form spontaneously. Chemicals don't just arrange themselves into living things. This goes against a fundamental law of biology. Even if life existed somewhere else in the universe, a visit to Earth would be impossible. You see, moving at only one-tenth the speed of light, a spaceship would require an unbelievable amount of energy, and even if the ship had the energy, it would explode at those speeds the moment it even hit a dust particle. No, the search for extraterrestrial life isn't based on operational science, but faith in atheistic evolution.
One of the booklets we have available through our website is on the topic of astronomy and the Bible. It also exposes how evolution is just a belief system, not based on real science. Go to our website, answersradio.com.